Galactic Journey, October 21st, 1958. I became an avid science fiction fan in February 1954, about 4.5 years ago. At the time, science fiction digests were multiplying and business seemed to be booming. Even then, however, there was doomsaying about how the genre had already begun to die. Apparently from an explosion that started in 1949 with the start of fantasy and science fiction, quickly followed by the publication of Galaxy Science Fiction, which I've been reading since 1950, the number of books published began to drop off after a peak in 1953. It is true that Beyond is long gone and Venture recently disappeared. I lament the loss of the former, not so much the latter, after the publication of a particularly misogynistic story. But that still leaves Astounding, FNSF, Galaxy, Amazing, and IF to read, and their quality has remained decent to good. In these past years, I've seen the genre evolve. I've read good stories and bad stories. I've seen the focus go from our solar system to the stars. I've occasionally seen the work of female writers, and I have occasionally seen the appearance of female/non-white characters. Rarely, but occasionally. So I decided it was high time I shared my observations with the public. From now on, I will be writing short pieces on recent science fiction and fantasy I've read, and perhaps others can use this information somehow. Join me on my journey through The Galaxy and FNSF and Astounding, etc. I can always use the company. The original written article, links, stories, and images can be found at galacticjourney.org by Gideon Marcus.